Our scripture reading today comes from the second chapter of 1 John, verses 15 through 29. Won't you hear these words? Do not love the world or the things in the world. The love of the Father is not in those who love the world. For all that is in the world, the desire of the flesh, the desire of the eyes, the pride in riches, comes not from the Father, but from the world. And the world and its desire are passing away, but those who do the will of God live forever. Children, it is the last hour. As you have heard that Antichrist is coming, so now many Antichrists have come. From this we know that it is the last hour. They went out from us, but they did not belong to us. For if they had belonged to us, they would have remained with us. But by going out, they made it plain that none of them belongs to us. But you have been anointed by the Holy One, and all of you have knowledge. I write to you not because you do not know the truth, but because you know it, and you know that no lie comes from the truth. Who is the liar but the one who denies that Jesus is the Christ? This is the Antichrist, the one who denies the Father and the Son. No one who denies the Son has the Father. Everyone who confesses the Son has the Father also. Let what you heard from the beginning abide in you. If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, then you will abide in the Son and in the Father. And this is what he has promised us, eternal life. I write these things to you concerning those who would deceive you. As for you, the anointing that you received from him abides in you, and so you do not need anyone to teach you. But as his anointing teaches you about all things and is true and is not a lie, and just as he has taught you, abide in him. And now, little children, abide in him, so that when he is revealed, we may have confidence and not be put to shame before him at his coming. If you know that he is righteous, you may be sure that everyone who does right has been born of him. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Before I get started, I have a song. It's a Swahili song that I would like to sing out as a prayer, and I hope you're gonna join me in this in the English part. Hakuna Mungu kama wewe, hakuna Mungu kama wewe, hakuna Mungu kama wewe, wewe Mungu wetu. Hakuna Mungu kama wewe, hakuna Mungu kama wewe, hakuna Mungu kama wewe, wewe Mungu wetu. Wewe ni Alfa na Omega, wewe ni Alfa na Omega, wewe ni Alfa na Omega, wewe Mungu wetu. Baba twasema asante, twasema asante, twasema asante, wewe Mungu wetu.
There is no God like you, there is no God like you, there is no God like you,
you are the Lord of Lords.
Alpha and Omega, you are the Alpha and Omega,
Alpha and Omega,
you are the Lord of Lords.
Lord, we say thank you,
Lord, we say thank you,
Lord, we say thank you,
you are the Lord of Lords.
Amen. A few weeks ago, Pastor Rockford asked me, hey, JR, have you seen my email? I was like, no, I haven't checked my email yet. And he was like, you are going to preach. I was like, okay. So I'm so grateful to the leadership of the church for giving me an opportunity to share the word of God with you this morning. It is such a privilege, and I count it a blessing to be part of this congregation and for the time that the Lord will allow me to be among you. I am coming to you with an open mind to to learn from you, even as I share my life with you. And I pray that our interactions will be edifying to each one of us as we continue our journey. We continue with our sermon series, Children of God Who Are Called to Live in the Light. And today's passage is talking about abiding in God and do God's will. John is talking about the challenges that we face in today's daily world. We might sometimes find John's teaching to be difficult. At the time of writing, he was an old man and with whole wealth of experience. So what we say today, he has seen it all. And it's from experience, of course, through the guidance of the Holy Spirit, that he lays down some timeless nugget to help us navigate in this life till we reach eternity. So in this passage, John is imploring his audience to love what God loves and to do his will. Because by doing so, there is an assurance of eternal life. But before looking at what John is saying, it is important to understand that the first Christians, century Christians, understood their world in two terms: good and bad, evil and sacred. And this dual nature of the world around them presented itself as a battlefield. The world, in this case, represented the evil and all the negative aspect of the physical life. So, according to John, loving the world meant loving all the things that do not please God. And so those who desired to live forever saw themselves as constantly in contest with the world and having to fight against three things, which is the first one is the desire of the flesh, as we have heard from our scripture reading this morning, the desire of the eyes, and pride in riches. So when John is talking about the desire of the flesh, John warns us against the things that appeal to our flesh, such as act of self-gratification and all other desires that are not in line with the word of God. The desire of the eyes. When John is talking about desire of the eyes, this world presents to us countless of things that lure God's people and drive them away from loving their God. In the community where I come from, when we see those in power, wealth, and fame, we desire to be like them without even knowing the source of their wealth. Some of the people can go to even to the traditional doctors and get what they want. But sometimes we might not even know all these resources that are coming from. Some of them, they are being obtained in ungodly ways. Some of these things are being obtained in ungodly ways, and they may even drive us away from the Lord and make us lose focus to the kingdom that God has promised through us, through Jesus Christ. The pride in riches. When John is talking about the pride in riches, there are things that God has given us that make life meaningful, such as riches, health, family, friends, and among others. But these things are meant to help us serving God and glorifying God even more, making impact all around the world and transforming lives of people, like what Mark Fallon does, changing the world, changing, transforming lives of the people all around the world. If it wasn't for Mark Fallon, I wasn't going to be here. Because all the resources that God's people have been committed that helped me even to stand before you this morning, they too can be the reason why our love of God may dry out. So, anything that takes away, that takes us away from the love of God, John is simply saying to be careful. But someone may ask, am I supposed to hate my own life? Am I supposed to hate my family? Am I supposed to hate everything that I've worked for my whole life? Absolutely not. This is not what John meant here. But John is telling us that we have to handle such things, those things in such a way that they do not take the love of God in us. I'm going to repeat this one more time. What John meant here is saying, like, we have to handle such things in a way that we do not get us, we do not get ourselves from the love of God. And these things should not take the place of God in our lives. So by pointing these three things above, John boldly declares that if we love the world, we do not have the love of Christ in us. Although it is true that some physical things can drive us away from the will of God, most importantly, we need to shun away from the world in its state of rebellion against God. The flesh, the eyes, life itself can become idols. And all idolatries draw us into the lie if we are not careful. All these resources that we have in this world, we must celebrate them because they are God's creation. But we must not worship them. Sometimes it's not even easy to understand where to draw the line. God has given us so many things in this world, things to enjoy, the freedom that we have, even some material possession and physical pleasure that are part of this world. These are all gifts from God. And God is pleased when we enjoy these blessings. However, these things should not occupy the first place in our lives. John is talking about the temporal pleasure of this world that one day will fade away. The pleasure that we put in place of God. And they contradict the will of God. But sometimes we put these things before our God. These are the things that opposed to the will of God. Because the scripture says in Matthew chapter 24, verse 25, that everything will pass away, but the word of God will never pass away. And God will still have a place in our lives. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 25 up to 24, Jesus Christ told us that we should not worry about what we'll eat, what we'll drink, or what we'll wear. I remember as a kid growing up, having one pair of shoes and my uniform, that's all I have. But I would go back home, wash it, clean my shoes. My mom would be like, don't be sad. Keep on praying. Keep on believing God that one day you have more than one shoe. But I'll just go to church, praying, believing God. Of course, yes, we need all these resources for our well-being. But Jesus says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto us. In other words, we should depend on God for our provision instead of worrying about how we will obtain them. The things of the world that sometimes contradict the character of Christ distract us from our relationship with God. The more we have a good relationship with people, the more we get close to them, we get to know them better. The same applies with God. The more we meditate the word of God day and night, the more we get closer to God, the more we let God leading us, leading our lives. But the problem comes when we set these things up as idols in our lives. We strive for physical fulfillment instead of seeking fulfillment for our relationship with God. We sometimes allow ourselves to be influenced by the worldly values that can even pull us away from living an obedient life. From my personal testimony, I've seen what choosing to love God can be like. As a young man, growing up in a family of 7 children, of which I was the first one to earn a bachelor degree. When I was in high school, I would walk a very long distance to go like 12 miles every day to walk to school. My parents had no enough resources to pay transportation for me every day. So I would just walk on foot. And sometimes the rain would fall on me. I had no choice but to keep on moving forward. Electricity was an issue. Even when I came to the U.S., I was like, there is always electricity in the U.S. But it was an issue when I was growing up. I would spend days without having electricity at home. I would be studying in my room using a lamp. And I remember some of my friends would give me bad advice, things that would have led me astray from the will of God. But I had to measure myself according to the word of God and to build a good relationship with God. When I went to Zimbabwe, things were not easy either. It was my first time to be separated from my family. It was a challenging journey. At Africa University, it's a beautiful university, and we have diversity of students from all over Africa. There was a lot of choices to make. However, my mother will always tell me, I have nothing to give you that will satisfy your need. But if you give God the first position in your life, He will give you everything that you are dreaming of. Do not get carried away by what the world tells you you should desire. There was everything that I could have done. My parents were not there, but the word of God was there to remind me what to do, to remind me which way to go. I was dreaming of furthering my education in the U.S., but I did not know just how, and I could not just do it without the help of God. There was a temporary pleasure as a young man that could have led me astray from the will of God. I have used the word of God as a mirror where I would look at my actions, but putting God first. I'm here today standing for the glory of God. The word of God is like a mirror where we have to look at it, and if we want to be the light that shines in the darkness. Let us love our God with all our heart, with all our soul and mind and strength, and let us seek to walk in spirit and truth day by day. Because we are all children of God who are seeking to be the light of God. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much this morning for your unconditional love, and we pray that you may help us to abide in you so that we can become the light that shines in darkness. In your name we pray. Amen.